Thank you for joining us. It's the midweek edition of The Roundup, Hanko or Fact. Sponsored on WRCO-FM by Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and Syme Funeral Home. It's The Roundup.
The Roundup.
With Phil and Hank. Is Hank full of Hanko? Let's find out now.
It's time for The Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in.
There he is.
Good morning, Philip.
Hanko.
How you doing there?
Doing well.
Facto.
Oh, yes. We had a good night at National Night Out last night.
Yeah, there were a lot of people.
Yeah, it was well attended. I think the fairgrounds location worked out real well.
Good.
They had a regular ring set up with benches so we could see the programs, the canine demonstrations, and a very entertaining emergency responder relay race.
Oh, really?
There was competition between fire and city police and county police.
Who won this?
It was Richland Center PD that.
Really? They
had the fastest time. So they had to run down. They had to drag a dummy. I volunteered, but they actually had an actual dead weight dummy.
And I wasn't there.
No, you weren't there either. But it had a strap around, but they had to pull the dummy across the finish line there. And then another thing they had to do was with fishing poles, they had to cast fishing poles and bring back these little fish. They had to hook them. They were like rubber fish or whatever. Oh. And they had a football throw, and then they had a stretcher carry of the dummy, and they had to have their ankles, two of their ankles velcroed together. So it was kind of a real tough relay race.
But, I bet that was fun, though.
But it was fun to watch. Yeah, absolutely. We even had some community people take part and a kids race, too.
Oh, good. So the Richland PD won?
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
I wonder if they cheated.
No, I was there. I don't think so. Huh.
Hmm.
But you don't want to be starting any rumors.
I'm going to have to talk to them.
Today is National Gossip Day, Hank.
Oh.
Remember this?
Now we're not ones to go around spreading rumors. Why, really, we're just not the gossipy kind. Oh, you'll never hear one of us repeating gossip. So you'd better be sure and listen close the first time.
What a show.
Hee-haw.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
National Gossip Day.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, gossip hurts people.
Though. Listen close the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you don't know the truth, don't spread it.
Right. Exactly.
Wow. That's fun. I've heard that song a long time.
It goes back to your roots. I'm guessing, you know,
it's been a tough day.
That was a staple back in Arkansas.
Back in Pay Ridge.
Probably every Saturday night you sat down and watched Hee Haw.
We watched it. Yeah, it was Saturday night. It was like 6 o'clock.
I think so. That's what it was around here. But it was a syndicated show, so it could have probably been at different times. But
sometimes you can still catch it on PBS.
Yep.
So, love Hee Haw. Well, some of my jokes come from
Hee Haw. I was going to say, yeah, very inspiring for you.
Some of my role models. Hey, here's a question for you.
All right.
Bees can get drunk if the guard bees discover that they are, like the worker bees can get drunk, off certain kind of nectar and stuff.
Oh.
If the guard bees discover they are, they will punish them, and sometimes they break by breaking their legs.
Mm, really?
True or false? Or Hanko or true?
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I wonder if they have to take a bee breathalyzer. They have
to
be
here.
Sobriety test. Yeah.
Sobriety bee.
Yeah.
Sobriety bee.
Fly straight.
Yeah, fly straight, you young man. You're walking crooked. Right. Break his legs.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, truth or Hanko? Only 40% of goldfish crackers have faces on them.
What? I eat them too fast to even look.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'll say that's not. I'll say that's Hanko.
No, that's true.
True.
Yes,
really?
It is true. It is.
I'll have to be a little more observant.
Somebody's getting ripped off.
Right. Yeah.
Huh. All right. The most common species of bird is a crow. Is that true or is that Hanko? A lot of crows out there.
I'm going to say that's Hanko.
It is. Do you know the most common species of bird?
Sparrow.
No.
Pigeon.
No.
turkey buzzards.
I don't know. Well, we have one in here.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Flying overhead, that's never a good sign.
One more guess.
Chickens?
Yes.
I had this light bulb moment all of a sudden. Like, sure.
It's chickens, yeah.
Sure it is.
And they're growing every day.
Right.
So,
yeah, especially when you keep going to Chick-fil-A and Popeyes all the time when you're on the road.
Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
Popeyes.
Yeah.
Popeyes, I can't afford anymore. They've really raised their price.
I've never been. Oh. Never been to Popeyes. Yeah. Chick-fil-A, I think, only once.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't go on Sundays.
Well, that's what I was going to say is I don't get to Madison or cities very often, and if I do, it's a Sunday.
Then they're closed.
And they're closed, yeah. So.
Mm. But Popeyes, they have really good spicy chicken, spicy nuggets.
All right.
Oh.
You like those, huh? Boy.
But can't afford them.
Popeyes spicy nuggets or Hardee's Frisco burger?
I'm going with Hardee's.
Well, at least you're honest.
What about you?
For me? Oh, I don't like spicy things.
Well, even if it's just regular chicken.
Oh, I've never been to Popeyes, so I don't know.
So you're going to Hardee's with me?
Well, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they one in Madison?
Hardee's? Yes, there is.
Where at?
Let me think about
it. You and I may be there.
It's been a long time, but
if there's any way we can swing.
Pretty sure there is one.
We have to go to Verona, right? Is that where we're going?
Hardee's is in. Wait a minute. I think Hardee's is in one of the outlying, like Verona or DeForest or somewhere like that.
I mean, is there any way that we can make a trip? Because you and I have to go to what?
Verona
on Sunday.
Verona.
Is there any way we can like map it?
Oh, probably.
To Hardee's and then back to...
GPS,
yes.
Yeah,
right. I mean, I can get this stuff mapped out and we're ready to go.
Going to Portage isn't out of our way on the road.
No, we're in Milwaukee right now.
Yeah, right. Oh, well.
A chutney popularized by chef. Chutney. A chutney popularized by chef Gordon Ramsay is made by grinding dried red ants and their eggs into a paste.
What? It sounds wacky, but I'm going to say it's true. Wow.
It's true.
Did not know
the
that.
The first delicacy first emerged from a tribe in India. Sounds fantasy. Fantasy.
Wow. Nope, did not know that.
Here we go. Here's something else you probably knew. Spiders can frighten grasshoppers to death.
Right. Spiders can frighten grasshoppers. Yeah, I would think so. That is
true.
Yeah.
Fear kills as well as any other method. Being scared to death is a real danger for many creatures. Chainsaws are not required.
Yeah. Grasshoppers will jump like 10 feet in the air.
You know? And they die if they get scared.
They get too scared. Huh. Interesting. Yeah.
One of the leading causes of shark deaths in the wild is tooth decay.
Well, I'm going to say that's true.
I've got you on this one.
Really?
It's a bunch of Hanko. <I know. laughs>
Well, you know, think of the dentist. Who's going to want to work on a shark's tooth?
Sharks can eat all day, never brush or floss, and never experience tooth decay. That's why they are no shark dentists.
Ah. Well, they probably don't eat a lot of sweets.
No, they probably don't.
You know? And
unless they find one of me or something.
Yeah, right, exactly.
What's this? Oh, a Snickers bar.
A guy who eats a lot of Snickers bars. Yeah. All right.
Snail caviar or caviar oh my gosh.
What is it?
Escargot.
I think so.
Snail caviar and caviar d'escargot eaten on warm toast is popular in France.
I think that's true.
Ugh, yes, it is. People not too often, roughly 2 pounds of caviar d'escargot cost as much as $2,000.
Ooh.
Not our number one escargot to food.
That is expensive.
Yes, that's horribly expensive.
I've had breakfast a couple of times in France, and I don't believe I had that. But
oh, really?
No. Usually had some sort of meat, like a cold meat or something.
Really?
Like that. It was cheaper than that.
At $2,000, that's a lot of money.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
well, we've learned a lot today, Hank.
Have we?
Bees can get intoxicated, and the most common species of bird?
Chicken.
Chicken? Must be just ahead of turkey.
A sneeze travels faster than a race car.
We've had that one before.
Well.
Yes, it does.
Well, it depends on how you sneeze.
Oh, well, Hank.
So are there stuff that we've had and I've been saying them again?
I think you have. I don't believe that you've been crossing them off of your list.
The first oranges weren't orange.
First oranges weren't orange. I'll say that's true.
It is true. They were green. Oranges came later through cultivation.
Huh. Okay.
Coffee was once banned in Mecca.
I'll say that's true.
It is true. In the 1500, fishers feared it encouraged rebellious thinking.
Oh, probably did.
That's why you cut the coffee here.
And yeah, and exactly. We went to the decaf.
What?
the instant coffee. Only the best.
And my can of Spam.
Instant coffee and your can of Spam.
No, lower than Spam.
Lower than Spam? Yeah, it's a generic brand.
I think it was a generic Spam, then you have generic brand, and then you have a generic brand off the generic brand.
Yeah, because
that's what I got.
It just said canned meat.
That's all it is.
And it's good till 2030.
It was 36, actually.
Oh, 36. Wow.
But here's
that's
the
even
thing.
Better.
Here's the thing. We're talking about that gel and that meat. I think that's what that is.
We figured out, I was talking about that last week, and I said it was head cheese that I was talking about. But no, it was like a beef loaf. Beef loaf or old-fashioned loaf. So it's got like...
There's gel in it.
Yeah, there's pieces of like beef, but it's got gel in it.
Yeah.
That's the kind of sandwich that Mama used to pack once in a while, but I don't know that I would eat it now. I don't know.
Let's just, you know what? We're blessed that we don't have to, Phil.
Well, yeah, but I liked it back then.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wouldn't now.
But, we're all blessed, so I hope everybody out there, don't gossip today.
No.
Even though it's National Gossip Day.
Yeah. Have a good one, buddy.
Hey, be kind.
Yeah.
Hey.